Welcome to Tales of Ted DeGrazia, a Big Blend radio podcast covering the art, life, and career of Southwest artist Ted DeGrazia, as well as the current events and exhibits happening at DeGrazia Gallery in the Sun. It's a 10-acre National Historic Landmark located in Tucson, Arizona. Welcome, everybody. You know we love to do our fourth Sunday DeGrazia Gallery in the Sun podcast with Lance Labor. It's about Tales of Ted DeGrazia, famous Southwest artist, one of the most reproduced artists in the world. You can visit the gallery, DeGrazia Gallery in the Sun in Tucson, Arizona. It's a 10-acre National Historic Landmark. But today we're going to kind of turn the tables a little bit. Yes, we're going to talk about Ted DeGrazia. We always do. We will tell you what's going on at the gallery. There's some new exhibits to go check out, as well as the regular exhibits. But, you know, it is Women's History Month. And so we thought we haven't talked about Marion DeGrazia, one of his wives, for a very long time. And it's time to talk about her, not only for our Tales of Ted DeGrazia podcast with Lance, but also for our Way Back When History podcast and our Toast to the Arts podcast and our brand new Women Making History podcast. So welcome back, Tucson dude. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Lisa.
Hey, this is cool. I'm excited to talk about Marion. You know that Nance and I always gravitate when we go to the gallery. We gravitate. She has like that one room area. It's like her room. I know that, you know, Ted's got art in there too, but we tend to gravitate towards her art. But she's an amazing artist too, not just what she, you know, Ted DeGrazia's wife, but she had quite a strong independent spirit too, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was one of a kind. They broke the mold with Marion DeGrazia.
Ooh, she might. I'm going to call her and ask her now. I know that she's not living now, but she is. So at the gallery, I mean, it's 10 acres. You've got their home where you can visit. You can go in the main gallery. There's a little gallery where there's visiting artists. And I know that's wrapping up now, visiting artists in winter. But there's that one area where he is buried. But then was she cremated and ashes sprinkled there, or there's that beautiful tree there.
Well, when she was getting really old, she asked us to plant a tree, and that she said, when I die, cremate me and put me in the tree. So that's what we did.
Oh,
she's right next to his grave site. So they're kind of in the same spot.
So she was born in upstate New York. I don't know what is going on with upstate New York, but that area bred a lot of artists, like a lot of women artists too. She was born in 1905, and she was a fine artist. But how did she get to meet Ted DeGrazia?
Well, she was attending Columbia University art school, and she had a son who at that time was probably just starting to be in his teens. His name was Harold. They called him Hal. And they jumped in the car and decided to go west. And I think they were tired of the snow and tired of the weather. So they got in the car and they headed west, and they stopped at places all along the way. And when they got to Tucson, they decided, wow, this is kind of a nice little town. And they talked about it and decided to rent a house and stay here for a little while. Somewhere during that time, she met a friend who said to her, hey, I know this artist over here. Well, you got to meet him. Mm-hmm. And he had a little gallery in the middle of town at the time. And they drove over there, and she walked in, and he looked at her. She was a very beautiful woman. And mm-hmm. he looked at her, and he said, hey, where have you been? And 2 years later, they were married.
Wow.
So that's how she met him.
Wow. And his own, yeah. Because he was married before, right? Or am I getting it all twirled around?
Yeah, he was married to a woman named Alexandra Dimas. The Dimas family was quite prominent in Arizona. The father owned all the movie theaters in
That's right.
Bisbee, and he owned the Fox Theater here in Tucson. Anyway, that they had three children and then were divorced, and then he ended up marrying Marion. They never had any children together, but remained married till he passed away in 82.
So
And then she outlived him by 20 years. She died in 2002.
wow. And you knew her, like you used to spend time with her, right?
I did. I did. I knew her really well. I knew her from the time I was a young boy, but when I,
Wow.
after I started working at the gallery over the years, we became very well acquainted. As she got older, I kind of had to help her. I would take her shopping, to the grocery store, and
Oh.
it was up to me, so there was no one else to do it. So I would, and she wouldn't let you go with her. You'd have to go sit down and get a cup of coffee. She was cantankerous in that way, She'd get a cart and she was on her own. Don't
Oh,
follow me.
wow. Oh, wow. That's, yeah, leave me alone. I'm going to have, but she was what, 97 when she passed away. So she led a good long life. Wow.
Smoked
And
Marlboros till the day she died.
really? Wow. Marlboro Reds? Like, no way.
Marlboro Reds.
No.
No, she smoked like seven a day. She would count them.
Oh,
And
seven. It's like her lucky
seven
seven, lucky
cigarettes.
strikes.
Right.
That's so funny. You know, but hey, you know, each person has their thing, you know, but yeah, so she's, well, Degrassi smoked too, didn't he? I've seen him with photos with him smoking.
Yeah, he was
He
a cigarette smoker. He was a tobacco. Yeah, they were all, they used to, all of them used tobacco.
But back then, I mean, what we know now versus then, was a little different. You know, it was kind of the, well, that was a bad little girl. I won't go there. That's not what this podcast
Yeah,
is
they all had to have known that smoking and using tobacco wasn't good for you.
Yeah, I think when you start coughing, you know, but apparently, yeah,
Right,
it's you
exactly.
know, but I think it's interesting because her art, like I love her art, and she did, she's kind of feels like a more of a hands-on kind of artist more than painting, but she did paint as well, right? But she feels more
Yeah,
tactile as an
she
artist.
painted a li she painted a little bit, but what she did mostly was sculpture. She would use natural things found out in the desert. She would use shells. She would use all kind of natural stuff and fashion it. But she did a lot of ceramic sculpture, Madonnas and Child and little bears, and she did a lot of sculpture.
Didn't she do that one painting with the Guadalupe? Am I getting it twirled around?
No, there's a place in the gallery that's called the Gold Room,
Yes.
and there's a painting she did called the Three Marys,
That's
which
it.
is part of the Yaqui Easter tradition. And she painted that to put in that room.
Do you think Ted DeGrazia's art inspired her at all, or vice versa? I mean, did they converse
Well,
about what they
I'm
were
pretty
doing and
sure. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Well, they used to collaborate on things. They would make all their ceramics together. DeGrazia would make his cactus bowls, and they would glaze them, and he would sign them and pass them to her, or she would sign them. Actually, he would just pass them on. She'd sign DeGrazia on the bottom of them. They'd fire them. They worked together in collaboration. But I think they learned from each other. Definitely. They influenced each other.
Yeah, because she was
I mean,
kind
her
of, you
work is
know,
beautiful.
I love her work. And, you know, I think of, you know, like Georgia O'Keeffe famously, you know, goes from, you know, back east, comes out to New Mexico, Santa Fe, obviously, and then up in Abiquiu Ranch and Ghost Ranch area and all of that. And, you know, there's so much more about Georgia O'Keeffe than everyone's like, oh, the flower lady. She painted so much more. She was into bones. She did New York skyscrapers and things like that. And kind of look at Marion and go like, I feel like she should have more recognition than what she has, in regards to that, because she's almost like that similar story of moving out, and Georgia O'Keeffe had, her dude as well. He was also an artist and a photographer, So it was kind of these romantic relationships happened in the art world, And I think there's a freedom, yet you can also probably in the creative mode annoy each other too. You know what I mean? Because you're artistically a free spirit, But
She was
I kind of
that.
put it,
She was definitely a free spirit.
yeah. She looks very strong, just her.
Yeah, she was cantankerous at times. Yeah, she was strong. Listen, to put up with a someone as famous and someone as loved as DeGrazia, I don't want to say she was forced into the background, but she took on that role. She never stepped out in front of him. She never wanted to interfere with what he was doing. And to her own detriment. But she was never looking to be famous. She just was there helping make the gallery beautiful. And when she created something, that was for her.
So he did a lot of travel, and she kind of hung back, right, when he traveled and kind of.
Sometimes they travel together, but as the business and his fame progressed, she would stay at the gallery and kind of make sure everything ran well there, and he was off, signing autographs and doing shows and wherever. So yeah, no, she held down the fort.
It's interesting because I know she was sculpture. She also did jewelry, right? Because I remember jewelry there. Am I? Because he did it too. He did jewelry. He did a look. Degrassi did everything, but
Yeah, he did. She really didn't do any jewelry. She used to do really interesting things. She would like do beaded fireplace screens. I mean, they're gorgeous.
yes.
They're just beautiful things. And they must have taken her forever to do them.
And I need.
She was the kind of she would put macaroni, she would glue macaroni on a, how the kids used to glue
Yeah.
macaroni at school. She would do stuff like that.
And not care.
Yeah,
And
well,
not care. Yeah, do what you want.
it always came out good.
Yeah, but I think that's it. If you're. So he. What I think is interesting about their relationship is sometimes it's so she's kind of in the background, but everyone took a role, right? And she obviously knew what she was wanting to do and did.
Oh, absolutely.
But he didn't like
Absolutely.
go, okay, I'm the artist, you can't do art. You know what I mean? It seems like he was like, yeah, go for it,
No, not
That's
at all. I
awesome.
mean,
That's
I
awesome.
think they encouraged each other, but his day had come, and he was being showered with, unbelievable attention and affection. And she just, she made sure she didn't step out in front of him. She
So
wanted him to be a success.
and she was also a model too. She studied modeling too. So when she came out, and this is in the 40s in Tucson, which had to been just so, and I think about what Palm Springs was like and Tucson, and I put the two together because of modernism, right? And I know it's something Tucson's known for, both cities are. Yet at the same time, there's this way of living within the natural landscape. And I know that he really worked with nature and he was so connected with the people of the land, the indigenous people. And for her to go from, the East Coast, which definitely has a strong indigenous culture, right? But at the same time, it's just a little different than Tucson. I'm sorry, but it's night and day different because you can say from going
Well,
both
yeah, I mean,
sides,
it's not the desert Indians.
no, it's so different. And the skies are different. I mean, the big open skies, and it's just so where the area that she's from, which we've traveled through, It's gorgeous. I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous, but it's lush and you've got the big winters and, all of that, and it's beautiful. It is beautiful up there. But I wonder how that changed for her because so many artists did move from like the Midwest and from the East Coast and was a huge art community out there. But they did start coming out to the Southwest because it was this freedom of the land. There was, I mean, just this. The lighting apparently was a big attraction for artists to move down. So in the 40s, when she came out to Tucson, I wonder what it was like for her to then, they go get married in the jungle in Mexico, right? In Mexico City, come back,
Right.
and then just kind of really dig in artistically. Like, I feel like she had that breathing room, even though she was doing a lot of work with DeGrazia, had that breathing room, but was also going, maybe going through a transition of her own artistic sensibilities from
Well,
being in
those
two different
40s were
locations.
early days. They were all early days, things were really just starting to get rolling. In the late 40s and the early 50s, mid 50s. So, when they got together, big things hadn't quite happened yet. It was before the DeGrazia explosion.
So she was part of it as it was happening. So she knew. So
Absolutely. She was there from the beginning.
they had to have sat back and gone, okay, well, this stuff's going down and that's good financially. So, yeah. So she had to have known that he was going up into the Superstition Mountains to burn his paintings then when he did that.
Oh
That was at
yeah.
this,
Oh yeah. I
yeah.
mean, there was a few times that she went on the pack trip. She'd go up there with him, but yeah, no, she knew what he
Wow.
was doing.
What do you think the 40s were like in Tucson compared to now? Because it's gone through a lot of growth. I mean, even when we were there last year, was it last year? Yeah. When were we just there? We were just there, I feel like. It just felt like to me, like Tucson's grown a little bit. It's a popular city. It's I think one of the most beautiful cities we have in the country, honestly, with the mountains. And just the Sonoran Desert, and it's a green city too, and outdoors, and so much art. I think that's one of the best things about Tucson is the cultural diversity, the ecological diversity, but the cultural diversity produces amazing food. You're in UNESCO gastronomy capital of the world because of it. But the art everywhere you go is amazing. But back then, I mean, it had to have been less buildings, like not as many apartment complexes and things like that. So, thinking back to like old school Palm Springs, do you think Tucson was kind of like that too?
The 40s is a little before my
That's
time,
why I said, what do you
but
think? I'm not, I know.
well, I the population was way low. I mean, Tucson's over 1 million people now, and
Wow, isn't it wild?
probably in the 40s, it was around 150 or 200,000 people.
Yeah.
It was quiet here. The only thing that was here was the Air Force Base, Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, and
Yeah.
it had to be it was a sleepy little town. And now it still has that little town feel. I think it still has a nice feel to it, but it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and sprawling in all directions. So,
Well, it's a
that's just the
popular
way it
place.
goes.
That's, yeah, I
It
know.
is a
It's one of
popular
those,
place.
it's popular, but at least it's spreading out. Like other cities that are popular like that, everyone's just taking one square inch and like putting up the same thing, to live in. It's like, what are you doing?
Right.
So
Well,
there's that,
lots of
but
people
that,
are racing here from California.
yes, there's a reason for that, Lance. There's a, it's economically, Arizona's like a far better bet, but it's like, when you look at where their gallery is, DeGrazia Gallery in the Sun, just the Catalina Mountains, everything surrounding you. And when they first went there, because she met him at the first gallery that he had in Tucson, right? So she was there as the
Right.
building process even went through. I mean, come on, when you,
No,
oh.
Oh, you mean, yeah, she was there during the construction of the gallery up on Swan Road, but the gallery that he was at where she met him, he had already built that and had been there for a few years before he met her.
Wow. So when he was making the big gallery, like the gal today's gallery on Swan Road, I mean, when you think about what couples go through to remodel a house, but hey, I'm building this big gallery. Here comes all these people, and even the house that they lived in and everything that they were doing, that's a lot to go through for a couple to go through and do that and still be able to have your creative process. I think the building of the gallery to me is one of it's a Tucson gem in architecture. Truly, truly, the I mean, if
Oh,
you are
well,
in,
that's his
I
crowning,
think it is.
that's his crowning achievement. That gallery, that building is just amazing.
It
And
is. And the
if he if
mission.
he if that was if that was if there was a crowning achievement in his life, that had to be it. The creation of that place, huge,
Yeah,
16,000 square foot gallery that's just packed full of his stuff.
I wonder if she helped him with it, like with the Choya cactus floors and even the just there's so there's like a soft touch on certain things that I wonder, like if she was part of that decision
Well,
making, you know?
she helped build the place up, and she helped arrange things, and she had things the way she wanted them. And if you moved anything or changed anything, you'd hear about it.
Oh.
But now the floor was done by DeGrazia and by his brothers. His brothers helped him do it. Some of the big things he didn't make her get on her knees. And
That's
work on the floor.
no. But I love that you can go into, part of the experience to go in the house where they lived. I would live in that house. I mean, I love the upstairs area where there's a, well, it's not, I can't really call it upstairs, but it's like you can sleep on the roof kind of thing up there.
There's a tower. There's a tower up there.
I would live there just for that. And just for the kiva. I mean, it's that house was cool. I mean, to live in. I want to live in there. Can we move in? Just kidding.
Sure, why
But
not?
all
No
right.
pigs.
Yeah, no pigs. I know. Just because we're pet sitting pigs doesn't mean, we bring them around everywhere. They're not show pigs, Lance. But I was going to say, though, I mean, it's just they seem to have this, to me too, as creative people, to be able to live on the same property as where you create is an amazing thing because you're relaxed. You can do it's your grounds, right? But then you have to open up for the public, and you need to do the public thing. So I think that's why he was very strong about his rules on open and close. It was like, we need to have our creative process away from the public. I wonder about that,
Yeah, well, he
and
wanted
for
his
both of them.
privacy. He was like any other celebrity. He wanted his privacy, and when it was time for his privacy, he didn't mess around. You guys,
Did
come
she?
on, it's time to go.
Yeah, that's it. Hit the road. It's 5 o'clock. Out you go. 4 o'clock, because it's 4 o'clock for the gallery.
4 o'clock.
For Marion, did she talk to people coming in the gallery? Was she like a, hi, let me show you this artwork kind of person, or more like, I'm going to run things
You
from
know
the
what?
background?
Yeah, she was in the background, but people would, after he was gone, people would come in to see her. And she was generous with her time, and she was very, very kind to the visitors. She understood what side her bread was buttered on. She was nice to people. If she didn't like you, she would let you know. But for the most part, she did appreciate the clientele. So many people came to see that gallery, and still do. But yeah, once he was gone, everybody came looking for her.
That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, and I still, I, and did she sell her art in the gallery?
There were some things they did bronze some things. She had some bronzes. Bronze sculptures. There was some bronze plates. She has a book called The M Collection.
That's right.
So yeah, there are some
We
things in
have it.
there of hers that are for sale. There you go.
We have it. It's in,
Yeah,
yep,
it's an
our storage
interesting
unit.
book.
Yep, it's a beautiful book. You know we love Marian de Grazia. I just think there's a spirit of hers in there. And I can't touch on, I'm not, being weird, but I am, when you go there, you just know that she was there. I don't know how to explain that other than go look at her art. You'll connect with it because I think the two were like soulmates. Like when he said that he's like, "Where have you been?" I think in a way they were soulmates in art and in just people, and can both be cantankerous if they want to, right? At times. Who
I
isn't in
guess,
art?
yeah.
Who isn't at
Right.
some point? Yeah. And you used to do the crossword puzzle with her. You got to tell people that. You did the crossword
I
with her,
did.
right?
Every morning, coffee and crosswords.
And if you were late,
Yeah.
was there
Yeah,
were
she
you in
didn't like
trouble?
it. She didn't like it when I was late, so she'd finish the
Wow.
crossword puzzle without me and get mad.
Wow.
But
That's cool though. Hey,
you
but you
know,
know what?
those are the good memories.
Yeah, it's so funny because sometimes you're like, damn, time, like things like that happen. But then when someone's passed, you're like, oh man, I miss that. You know what I mean? Why aren't you yelling at me anymore? Kind of thing.
Right.
Not saying that she was yelling
Well,
at you
yeah,
at
I
all,
could
but
live without her yelling at me, trust me.
or anybody. Nobody wants that. But yeah, no.
Well, that's
She,
true.
yeah, I appreciate her art for sure. And I love that, I just always am interested in the artist's perspective going from two different light sources. The desert is so big and different and wide open. And she lived in two beautiful places, and moving out west is a bold move for a woman too, even in the 40s. It was kind of at that beginning. I mean, this is before the 60s. You've got to think about it. This was back in the day. If you did something on your own as a woman, that was an independent thing to do,
Well, that
and
was her. She was the original woman's liber.
So she was a feminist. Yeah, she looks
Oh
like it.
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you don't help your husband. Women's rights, women having a place is nothing wrong with that at all. But for that era, the 40s, to be that bold and moving to a different part of the country with your son, that is bold in the 40s. 1941, moving out there. That is a bold move and not like easy accepted into culture, I think, at that point. It was getting there. But think about that. I mean, 1941, that's pretty epic what she did. So I do want to give everyone a shout out about what is going on at the gallery right now. Three of the latest, ex four. You got four. The Way of the Cross, that is still up there. That is an annual exhibit that features 15 original oil paintings. That show the suffering and crucifixion of Christ. That is something you do every year, but it's like four, it's 15, right? Instead of 14
Yeah, he added a
paintings.
station, so we there's 15 paintings, and we put them out for Easter, and for Lent, so they're up. They'll be up for
Now,
another couple months.
all right, everyone, now's the time. And then there's de Grazia's bus. And this is a Mexican bus series, right?
It's a Nogales bus, yes,
Oh, so he used to hop
and it
over the
is
border
very
all the
cool.
time. Yeah. So this was a series that was done between 44 and 1966. So that's going to be interesting too. I mean, they get married in Mexico. So did they have an American wedding? I wonder if they had like, to,
I don't think
you know what I'm,
so.
oh. That's interesting. I'm just saying, that's interesting.
I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
Okay. So, but they both obviously loved Mexico. So she went from upstate New York to Tucson to, hey, let's get married in the jungle. That's pretty darn cool. So then she got to meet Diego Rivera and Jose Orozco too, didn't she? If she went over there.
Actually, no. That was
Oh.
the first wife. That was in the early 30s,
Oh.
like 33 they went down there.
Okay.
Somewhere in there. So no, that was Alexandra Dinas. That was the first wife.
So his hitching post is in Mexico. Let's put it that way. That's his wedding spot. And then Rodeo is another series that's out right now. It's a 1954 series of oil paintings. And that's inspired by the Tohono O'odham National Nation Rodeo and Fair that happens in Sales, Arizona. So is that still happening, or is that something from way back when?
Yeah. No, as far as I know, they still do it. Yeah.
Oh. And then the other.
There's. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Then the other one is the master's thesis, DeGrazia's master's thesis, relationship of color to sound, where he would play classical music and then paint it.
Yeah, it's
That's
amazing.
a really interesting. That's a really ex interesting exhibit too.
Yeah, I was talking about this on another interview. As a famous guitarist, he's like the guitar master of world fingerstyle guitar playing, Pierre Bensusan. He's been on our show for years, and he's touring the country, and he's very like he needs to go to the gallery. So I started talking about DeGrazia. I said, well, what about, because he's very into art and very he would love the gallery. I'm serious. Like he I'm like, you need to go to Tucson and you must go to DeGrazia Gallery on his interview. And I started talking to him about what DeGrazia did with the Master of Arts thesis paintings, where the painting to color. And he was saying, as a musician, he says, as an artist, absolutely, but as a musician, like for what he does, he can't see colors like that. It's completely different. But here's this famous, world famous guitarist, but like he really appreciates people like Ted DeGrazia, but he can't do it. He can't see the color like that.
Yeah,
Some people can't. Some
well,
people can't.
DeGrazia did. He sure
Can't.
could.
Yeah. So
Right.
he was all interested in that. So we had a good conversation about Ted DeGrazia, which I'm sure he went to France at some point, right? He traveled all over. Do you think he ever went to France? He had to at
I don't
some
think
point.
so.
If no?
Nah, he didn't. No, I
Well,
don't think so.
he went to Italy, but
He did. He did. But I mean, I honestly don't know if he traveled to France or not. I doubt it. He went to
Okay.
Italy, he came back, he stayed in Tucson and hung around the Southwest forever.
Yeah, he did. He
You
did.
know, he went to other places, he went to Hawaii and he went to Mexico and he went here and there, but he didn't travel to Europe a whole lot.
Well, Lance, always good having you on the show. Thank you for talking about Marian DeGrazia. Everyone, the book, The M Collection, is on deGrazia.org. You can buy all kinds of things on there, including music from Ted DeGrazia. There's so much on that website. But if you can go to the gallery, that is a true experience. It's a, like I said earlier, it is a Tucson archaeological treasure, archaeological, architectural treasure. But it really is an art treasure. It is a true Tucson treasure, and hopefully you will go there. So go to deGrazia.org to learn more. We will be back next month. Thank you so much, Lance.
Thank you. You guys be good.
Oh, we will. Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio's Tales of Ted DeGrazia show. This show airs every fourth Sunday. Learn more about DeGrazia Gallery in the Sun at deGrazia.org. Follow the show at bigblendradio.com.